This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Get a tire with stopping power and some extra spending money. Just drop by your local Michelin dealer from August 9th through September 3rd and buy any set of four Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 prepaid card after rebate.
Taylor Tire and Auto on the west side of Tyler Street in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 9/3/2012. Void where prohibited.
9 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from WSMI FM 106. First of all, in our farm news today, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 866 and a half, down a penny. December wheat trading at 887 and a half, down a penny. September corn now trading at 805, up 2 3/4. December corn trading at 811 and a half, up 3. September beans now trading at 1755 and 3/4, up 18 and a quarter. November beans trading at 1750, that is up 18 and a half. The overnight crude oil market, $1 higher at 97.15, while Brent crude 88 cents higher at 114.47. The December gold contract a dime higher at $1,673. The U.S. dollar index 0.047 lower at 81.546. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, September wheat closed at 867 and a half, down 7. December wheat closed at 888 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. March wheat closed at 898 and a half, down 5 and 3/4. September corn on Friday, 802 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. December corn closed at 808 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. March corn closed at 808 and a half, down 5 and 3/4. September soybeans Friday closed at 1737 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. November beans closed at 1731 and a half, up 16 and a half. January beans closed at 1724 and a quarter, up 18 and a quarter. September soybean meal on Friday closed at 533.40, up 56. October meal closed at 526.90, up 63. December meal closed at 522.80, up 75. September soybean oil Friday closed at 56.24, up 12. October oil closed at 56.45, up 13. December oil closed at 56.90, up 13. September oats on Friday closed at 388 and a half, up a penny. December oats closed at 391 and a half, up a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with soybeans mostly higher and corn and wheat lower. Soybean futures were boosted by stronger soybean product values and export interest, while technical selling and profit-taking weakened corn and wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 7.93 to 8.08, while the soybean bids ended mixed at 17.30 to 17.42. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 8.08 to 8.35, and soybean bids were up 16 to 17 cents at 17.53 to 17.87. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 to 7 cents at 8.19 to 8.42. Soybeans gained 10 to 16 cents at 17.45 to 17.76, and the wheat bids down 5 to 7 at 8.43 to 8.59. Illinois River Barnswitting Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 4 cents stronger at 7.95 to 8.07, while soybeans ended 13 to 16 cents higher, range from 17.54 to 17.66, and the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery ended steady to a penny better at 8.02 to 8.12. East St. Louis Barnswitting Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 7.93 to 8.07. These same elevators increase their soybean prices by 6 to 10 cents, with quotations at 17.60 to 17.77. Soft red winter wheat down 7 at 8.52 to 8.53, and the Milo ended 6 cents lower at 7.13 to 7.14. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 7.69 to 7.93. New crop soybean bids at 17.01 to 17.19. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 7.94 to 8.22. New crop soybean bids at 17.11 to 17.27. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 7.80 to 8.34. New crop soybean bids at 17.07 to 17.47. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois range from 7.93 to 8.22. That is our Country Grain Report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday, October hogs closed at 72.37, down 20. December hogs closed at 70.57, down 2. February hogs closed at 78.52, up 27. August cattle on Friday closed at 119.87, down 45. October cattle closed at 124.45, down 47. December cattle closed at 127.87, down 52. August feeder cattle Friday closed at 140.50, down 77. September feeders closed at 142.95, down 52. October feeders closed at 144.42, down 40. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, August 24th, for the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, Barrels and Gilts, close to $1.48 lower. Carcass base price range 68.82. Weighted average of 80.72. Hogs purchased Illinois today 12,600. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade steady 56 to 60. A few up to 62 with Illinois direct slaughter sales steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 34 to 40. A few up to 41. 450 to 550 pounds 38 to 43. Over 550 pounds at 40 to 43 with a few up to 44. Boars under 300 pounds, 30 to 40, and over 300 pounds, 10 to 15. Today's estimated receipts, 700. Thursday's actuals, 800. And for the wheat, 4,651 head. Pork carcass cut out, 86.32, and that is down 73 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs on Friday, 420,000. Saturday, 149,000, with week-to-date of 2,265,000, and year-to-date, 70,539,000. Cattle Friday, 124,000. Saturday, 20,000. Week-to-date, 653,000, and year-to-date of 21,165,000. Box beef cut-out values were lower on light demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 132 fab loads with 33 trim. Choice 192.14 down $1.69. Select at 183.53, and that is down $1.40. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts this week of 2,065. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to two higher. Choice steers range from 114 to 121.75. Choice heifers 112 to 120.75. Choice Holstein steers traded mostly steady, 107 to 114. Slaughter cows traded unevenly steady, and a light test with slaughter bulls lightly tested. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, Friday negotiated cash trade was mostly inactive on light demand in the southern plains in Colorado. Trade was light on light to moderate demand in Nebraska and the western Corn Belt. Not enough sales in any feeding region for an adequate market test. Latest established market Thursday, Texas Panhandle live sales 120 to 121. Kansas live sales at 120. Nebraska live sales 119 to 121.5 with dress sales 187 to 188. Western Corn Belt live sales mostly 119 with dress sales at 186 to 188. Negotiated sales week to date of 99,700. Illinois direct slaughter cattle on a live basis traded from 116 to 119 FOB. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 180 unchanged; for block cheese, 185 and a quarter unchanged; for barrel cheese, 180 and a quarter down a quarter; and the spot price Friday for Class 3 milk, 1910. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for August, $8.20. For September, $8. Corn delivered to Scottville for August, $8.20. And for September, $8. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for August, $17.29. For September, $17.14. Wheat delivered to Scottville for August, $8.17. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $8.20. Corn at Scottville, $8.20. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $17.29. Wheat at Scottville, $8.17. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. At 6:19, color radar showing scattered light showers around the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
With the heat and drought of this summer, many lawns need to be overseeded to thicken back up. Give Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call. They prepare the soil by working and leveling before seeding a new lawn. They can choose from many different grass seed mixtures to fit your needs. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for later today. High temperatures in the upper 80s with light north winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, the high about 90. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday: partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers on Friday. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light northwest winds, the barometric pressure rising, cloudy skies, 73 degrees. And overnight at the Weather Center, 0.3 inch of rain. This check of color radar weather brought to you at this time by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. First of all, in our farm news today, the 2012 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour came to a close, and the estimates for the nation's corn and soybean crops are in. Pro Farmer has pegged the U.S. corn crop at 10.478 billion bushel on an average yield of 120.25 bushel. Both of those projections are lower than the estimates released by the USDA on the 10th. USDA forecast corn production at 10.8 billion bushel, with an average yield of 123.4 bushel per acre. Pro Farmer is anticipating a harvested acreage percentage of 89.5%. For soybeans, Pro Farmer expects a 2012 crop of 2.6 billion bushel, with an average yield of 34.8 bushel per acre. Earlier this month, the USDA projected a 2.69 billion bushel soybean crop with an average yield of 36.1 bushel. Pro Farmer scouts spent the week of August 20th traveling through seven states to look at the corn and soybean crops, releasing state-by-state numbers each evening. The final overall estimates were released on Friday. Last week, we talked with M&M crop consultant Bill Brank. He mentioned the forage crops in the area, and he said they continue to surprise.
Well, it's always amazing, what little rain that we have had recently and the moderating temperature, the cooler temperature, how quickly these alfalfa fields have responded. And now there's certainly a potential for, you know, one more cutting, which should be taken off by about the middle of September or so. And I think producers will have that opportunity based upon, you know, the growth that I'm seeing out there here just in the past couple of weeks. So You know, that's it is, you know, the alfalfa plant is a very deep taproot, and it utilizes moisture quite well. It's a very efficient growing plant in dry conditions, and certainly we're seeing that now. And again, you know, there's a good potential for, you know, one more cutting this year by the middle of September.
Bill, you're coming to us from Door County, Wisconsin. What did you see in the fields on your way up there?
Well, I up in northern Wisconsin, they have had ample rainfall. The crops look very good. Now, once we got out of Illinois, it's still a little bit dry in southern Wisconsin, but as we moved farther in northern Wisconsin, the crops got better, and, you know, the crops look very very good up here. The corn is still very green, not many soybeans up here, but it looks like they're going to have very decent crops up here in the north part of Wisconsin.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. Recently, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to an area producer, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI, and we're catching up with Vince Reineke, who, Vince, we were trying to figure out the last time actually I interviewed you, and we're thinking it was when you were still a college student at the University of Illinois, and lots of things have changed since then. Give us an overview of your road to bring you here back to Montgomery County and farming.
Well, it has been a kind of a long and winding road, but as we were talking just before we started here, I graduated from college. My wife and I both did, actually, in the year 2000. And so after that, we went to Nebraska, and I worked for Cargill. Then I managed an elevator, privately owned elevator, up in northwest Indiana. Then we moved back to Champaign, where I worked and still do work for Strategic Farm Marketing, a marketing and crop insurance company. And then since a couple kids have come along the way, I guess we're actually expecting our fourth one here pretty soon, we moved back to Montgomery County and started farming some more. So,
what's wonderful is to hear you say that, you know, you are farming with your father. And, you know, tell us how that is and how does that work, getting to work with your dad every day?
Well, I think as anybody would say that working closely with family is wonderful and it's challenging. And when I say that, I mean there are always those challenges that come along, but then at the same time, the opportunity to spend time with family members on a day-to-day basis, whether it be my kids, my wife, my dad, you know, in general, it's nice to be in a business or in a place where you can, you know, enjoy the company of family on a regular basis.
And, you know, I can remember getting to know you a little bit better when you were still in high school, because we recognized you as an outstanding athlete and an outstanding FFA member. And that has to have served you very well. You had a very solid background there in Nokomis, and surely that has given you a lot.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, there was a lot of time spent on judging trips or trips to National FFA Convention or, you know, practices, all of that, that were very beneficial, specifically from the diligence standpoint, you know, learning to be persistent and continue to work towards what your goal is. And you know, that didn't just start, of course, in FFA. That comes from my upbringing. I was blessed to have parents that were suggestive that I should go and do and do the best that I can is what I try and do. So, you know, it starts from a young age, and hopefully my wife and I can teach our kids that same lesson.
And I've heard you say blessed so many times in just our little brief conversation here, and obviously your faith plays a strong role in what you do and who you are.
Yeah, you know, and it does, certainly it does, and, you know, years like this, I think that there's not a whole lot that you can necessarily look back to or look to and for guidance except faith and the fact that I'm not in control, but God is, and that's extremely important, in my opinion, for all of us to remember when we're, you know, when we're living our daily lives.
It's Montgomery County farmer Vince Reineke. We'll talk more with Vince next time around as he talks more about his thoughts for the future as a farmer in Montgomery County. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
A new feature on the Farm Show will try to keep you updated on happenings in area FFA sections. And here's Section 19 reporter Tommy Justison.
I'm Tommy Justison, the Section 19 FFA reporter, and here's what's going on in our section. July has been a very busy month for the Section 19. First of all, we had section elections, which were held on May 9th, so a little while ago. But there, the past officer team, the 2011-2012 officer team, passed out various CDEs and SAE awards. Now, a CDE is a career development event, or some of the events that you hear that our FFA members have gone to and that you might see in the paper. And an SAE is our supervised agriculture experience, or is what you would call as our record books. Last year's reporter, Kaylee Woker, had a PowerPoint as our year in review, which everybody thought back to their year's achievements and accomplishments and thought towards the future. And by this time, the delegates had taken their seats, and it was time for the 2012-2013 Section 19 Officer Team elections. Kaylee Woker was elected as president. She is from Greenville. Tommy Justison is reporter, myself from Hillsboro. Casey Teams as vice president, also from Greenville. Bailey Roof as secretary from Cowden-Herrick. Gabe Osborne as treasurer from Hillsboro. And Dylan Segrist as sentinel, and he is from South Central of Farina. I would like to take an opportunity to thank you to the last officer team for doing such a great job and showing us what it is to be a good officer team. And good luck to you and your future endeavors. Next of all, we had Washington Leadership Conference, and this didn't happen in July, but they left on June 24th. And basically what it was is there was members from Pena and Morrisonville that went to Champaign and took off, and they took a bus, which is quite an interesting experience to go to Washington, D.C. like that, and they went to such places as the National Cathedral, and they had a moonlight dinner cruise on the Potomac River, and they went to Mount Vernon and the National Air and Space Museum. But the few days that they had there, they spent doing leadership activities, small groups, and they had powerful messages by the keynote speakers. And this leadership they can bring back to themselves, their chapters, and their communities. But by the time they knew it was Sunday and it was time to go home. So unfortunately, as it wasn't a long trip, it was a very important trip and they learned a lot. Also along with the Washington Leadership Conference were the Heritage and Co-op Tours. This is sponsored by the Farm Bureau, and members from the Morrisonville and Greenville FFA chapters had the opportunity to go on them. Basically what they did is they left also on a bus, and they traveled first to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And they toured the battlefield with a personal guide, which was very informative. They've gone to other places such as the National Air and Space Museum, and to the tombs of George and Martha at Mount Vernon, where the new state officers laid a wreath. Also they laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They'd gone to a lot of things. This trip was based more on touring Washington, D.C., and the co-ops actually took a trip off and toured a co-op. And so basically what it was from is that every year the FFA chapters will send in an application of their year's events, and you pick such as three events that have to do with co-ops or heritage in the nation. And then the chapter winners are picked, and then the section winners are picked, and each winner in the section gets to send a delegate, and if you win a state, of course, you get to send two, and then even the advisor gets to go. So it's a really neat experience. I went a couple years ago, and we actually got to go through the White House, which they haven't been able to do since we went. It was just a really neat experience. Another thing was leadership camp, and I know you're thinking leadership, 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 that's all we do, but the summer is a great time to do leadership. And eight FFA members from Section 19 attended leadership camp, and it was held at the 4-H Memorial Camp in Monticello. And members from Section 19 included members from Cowden-Herrick, Greenville, Hillsboro, Morrisonville, and St. Elmo. And there was about 300 members that were a part of the state camp, which is quite a few. And I remember when I went last year, it seems like you were coming and going because you'd see all these people around. But they were really great people. You got to meet a lot of new people. You weren't kept with the people from your own group, which got you to meet new people, which was really neat. And, of course, they had Ag Olympics and a teams course where you had to do such things as trust falls and things like that. And then they had power sessions with a small group leader, and the small group leader was a section president. And it helped them get to know all the students and FFA members of the state. Of course, the camp wasn't just business. They had lots of fun. There was a large rivalry going on. They had a red and a blue team like they do in the past. And they had a red and versus blue war, which was a water balloon fight and about the largest in the state, I think. And so they celebrated the victories with a dance, and they had a speech by last year's state treasurer, Clayton Carley, and also a hypnotist named Mr. Dr. Ford. And so we've had a lot of leadership. We'd also like to say for the Hillsborough FFA chapter, we had a sad passing of one of our FFA members, Daniel Miller. And at our tractor pulls and for the kids at the Old Time Tractor Show, we collected money for the family, and $2 from every pork patty went to the family, and we were able to raise $650 for the family, which I presented to them shortly after. And we also presented a check for the honor flight in the amount of $535 from the Products Expo, which hopefully will be able to send one of our well-deserved veterans to Washington, D.C. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. This is Tommy Justison, the Section 19 FFA reporter. I appreciate your time. I'd also like to mention we have a FFA Facebook page. If you look up Section 19, just ask to join and I can put you on there. And if you'd like to contact me, my email is tjustison, J-U-S-T-I-S-O-N, Section 19 reporter, all one kind of blob together, at hotmail.com. Also, for our FFA alumni members at the Hillsborough Alumni, we are having a meeting September 4th at 7:30 in the Ag Room. So if you would like to join the alumni, if you're interested in helping or anything to do with the alumni, please come by to our meeting. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Some other notes this morning. Our guest on the AM Live program today is Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. Using dairy products to start the day is a good way to send children off to school, and we'll discuss that and have a couple of quick and easy recipes for breakfast. The AM Live program this morning at 9:05 on WSMI AM 1540. Once again, the nation's largest farm show, the Farm Progress Show, will open tomorrow in Boone, Iowa. It is expected to draw as many as 200,000 people over the three-day event. Once again, it begins tomorrow, continues through Thursday. And in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat trading at 866 and three quarter, down three quarter. December wheat trading at 887 and three quarter, down three quarter. September corn now trading at 804 and a half, up two and a quarter. December corn trading at 811, up two and a half. September soybeans now trading at 1755 and a half, up 18. November beans trading at 1749 and three quarter. That is up 18 and a quarter. And we'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.